Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Bill Keith. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. Our guest tonight is Max Kwong. Max is 88.1 The Park's Assistant News Director and also the director of our show Community Focus, which you're listening to tonight. Max is also a graduating senior at Canton. He'll be attending the University of Michigan in the fall, and we've decided to turn the tables on Max and have him as a guest rather than as the host of the show. Hi, Max.
A little different experience for Community Focus, huh?
Yeah, you've done so many of them that I figured, you know, this is a time to put him on the other side of the microphone. Before we talk about your experience at the radio station, let's talk about your time in the district. We mentioned that you're a Canton student, and prior to that, you went to Pioneer Middle School, and then also you went to Tonda Elementary. What have you enjoyed most about your time in the school district?
You know, at my time at PCEP, you know, I've just enjoyed kind of the culture and the experience that I've gotten throughout the years from my friends and also my teachers. It's such an kind of an idea environment where you can come up with ideas and then tell your friends all about it and tell your teachers. They're not going to stop you with what you have. They're going to help you build on with your dreams. And I found that in elementary school and middle school, but mostly here in high school, where I actually could articulate what I had to say to my friends and my peers and my teachers. I could take that out in for the future. That's what I love best about PCEP, just being able to communicate, being able to talk with the people with my ideas.
Think back to your time when you were starting as a freshman. What were some of your thoughts about attending PCEP? Because you went to Pioneer,
yeah,
and then going to the PCEP campus is a little bit of a change with how big it is.
You know, with 6,000 people on campus, it was kind of intriguing to me. Like, wow, I'm going from a couple hundred people in the Pioneer Middle School, and then 6,000 people. I got to find where I kind of belong in this whole mass of students. And, you know, it was difficult at first, you know, just trying out different clubs and just seeing where I might have some interest. But definitely, I found the radio station here, so that was definitely a good thing. Wow, that's 6,000 people here.
Yeah, and we'll definitely talk about the radio station in just a moment. But what were some of your favorite classes, and who are some of your favorite teachers that you had, and what did you like most about these classes and teachers?
My favorite classes definitely were in the science departments and in the math department. One of my favorite classes was AP Stats. I know that might be a little bit strange, but like, you're dealing with numbers, but almost it's as if like numbers could tell a story with what you had, and you could do so much with all the numerical things. But also some of my other classes, like advanced comp, and I got to write a bunch of stories, write a bunch of different types of essays, and it really was definitely very interesting.
Did you have any favorite teachers that you had while you were here?
It's hard to decide. I had so many great teachers here. With math, I had Mr. Himes for pre-calc. He's a really cool guy. For English, Mr. Silverman, that was it for advanced comp, and right now I have Ms. Ludema for calc, so they're all great teachers.
You have over a 4.1 GPA. How did your experience at PCEP prepare you for success and get you ready to attend the University of Michigan?
The high GPA, I guess that's just part of just trying to work hard with the academics and not saying, well, I don't want to do any of that anymore. I got to keep on going. I got to keep on trying with my classes. And I think that kind of motivation is definitely going to help me forward in the future. Just saying, well, there's always a chance to succeed, and I got to find it somewhere. And if I try a little bit more, then I probably will find a little pathway somewhere in the future there.
You're at the end of your senior year. As you look back at your time at PCEP, is there anything that you wish you had done differently?
I definitely wish I could have found the radio station here before in freshman year, you know. Since I started sophomore year, it was kind of weird in freshman year just finding all the places and just kind of trying out some clubs and just not attending some of the meetings and then going to another one and then it felt weird, like just going round and round, and I felt like it was, I probably should have just found a place where I just settled down and just went on forward with that.
We talked about the size of the PCP campus earlier, and often parents will worry that the campus is just too big for their kids. What would you say to parents that have that worry?
Not to worry at all. Even though we always say 6,000 people, 6,000 people is just on the number that we have for the amount of students for PCP. But if you're going to your classes, you're always surrounded by that close group of people, and you're not really in like this whole ocean swimming where you don't know where you're going. There's always people there to help you, to guide you, and point in directions where it might be a little bit better. And there's always a lot of help here at PCP. It's not just they throw you in this big vat of people and then stir you around and hope something happens.
You're listening to Community Focus. Our guest tonight is Canton Senior Max Kwong. Max is 88.1 The Park's Assistant News Director and also the Director of Community Focus. He'll be attending the University of Michigan in the fall. When you first started at PCP, did you have any idea that you would work at the high school radio station?
I did not. You know, when I first started in freshman year, I did what I knew best from middle school, which was Science Olympiad, and so I continued that. But for some other clubs, like I did Eco Club for a while and Key Club for a while, I had no idea I would ever start working at the radio station here. And so it was definitely surprising to find myself in this place, kind of in a place that I never thought would be one of my strengths, you know, communicating to other people and you know, going on air and doing interviews.
What made you decide to step out and audition for the radio station?
Well, I was kind of in the midst of the muddle there in sophomore year. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I was sitting at a lunchroom table kind of by myself. And I had a friend named Jake. He brought one of his friends along to eat lunch with me, named Archana Sindor. Since she was the news director at the time at the radio station, she encouraged me to apply to the radio station. I thought, well, why not? You know, there might be a chance there. Even though I wasn't sure if I was going to get in, I thought, you know, I just go through the application process and see what happened. And lo and behold, I got in, and it's been the greatest experience for the last 2.5 years.
How did working at the radio station help you as a student?
I think working at the radio station definitely helped me a lot by increasing my ability to communicate with people, especially with those that I'm not always as familiar with. And now, you know, since I've done a lot of interviews, I've been able to just go up to people and say, hey, how are you doing? My name is Max Kwong, and just start a simple conversation. And I wasn't able to do that before. I was always just kind of scared, cuddled up in my little shell there, and just kind of drawing things in my own mind, but not exactly going out there and meeting others.
What is your favorite memory working at the radio station?
My favorite memory has to be going on air. I remember the first time that I went on air. It was Jason Wu who trained me. The lights were all dimmed down at the radio station. Then I was like, what's going to happen here? It's like, it doesn't even look like I'm doing something extraordinary. But then he said, all right, you can sit on this microphone and I'm going to turn it on and you're going to talk. And then I went on air for the first time. I don't remember what I said for the first time, but I do remember what I said for the second time. I remember there was a door fan right by the window here, and I had, and my mind was blank, so I thought, well, I'll just describe the door fan because it's blazing 80 degrees in the studio in the summer. So, no, that was my first time on air. Over the time, I think I've increased my ability to speak on air.
You've accomplished a lot as our assistant news director. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment?
I think my biggest accomplishment was in the beginning of the year with the PCP Board of Education candidate interviews, and I felt that I definitely learned a lot through that experience, you know, creating the questions, the formal list of questions, and assigning roles to the people that are going to interview. I also think the diversity series that I worked on, that's I mean, I thought it definitely could have been a little bit better, but I thought that was a step forward from something I've seen with community focus, especially with it used to be kind of just you could interview anyone, but I thought let's try to have some structure and try to do something with almost another underlying purpose with the community focus.
I thought the diversity series was a really good idea. How did you get that idea to do that?
I was always reading newspapers and online things, and there was a lot of interaction, I guess, with the world events. Now, Ferguson, Missouri, that was just starting up. There were the riots, and then more riots were coming up, and I thought, well, maybe the radio station, we could do something, kind of jump on the bandwagon here with the diversity movement, you know, trying to understand other cultures better. And I thought the radio would be a great place to share that with other people.
You may never work in radio again. I mean, that happens for a lot of students. They don't intend to go into radio as a career. They enjoy their experience here, but they never sit behind a microphone ever again after graduating, except for maybe coming back during an alumni event or something like that. How will your experience at the radio station impact you in the future with the work that you do in science?
Well, you know, I'm not sure about never being behind the microphone ever again, but being on air, maybe that's plausible. But definitely the speaking skills that I've learned here at the radio station, just talking with other people, that's going to do really well in any field, regardless if I go into medical or some natural science of any sort. And also with the news, I've improved my news writing ability, and writing effectively, I think, will carry on.
Well, thank you very much, Max, for taking time to share about your experience not only at the radio station, but at PCP and in the Plymouth-Canton Community Schools.
Well, I appreciate your time, Bill, taking the time to do this interview with me.
You've been listening to Community Focus. Our guest has been Canton Senior Max Kwong. Max is 88.1, the Park's Assistant News Director, and also the director of our show, Community Focus. He'll be attending the University of Michigan in the fall. You can hear Community Focus Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. on 88.1, the Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.